Proverbs 31:10, a wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Some version says a virtuous wife who can find, an excellent wife who can find, a capable, intelligent, virtuous wife who can find. And the rest of that chapter goes on to describe all that makes this wife, all that defines this wise woman. One of the things that is highlighted about this woman is that she fears God. In verse 30 of that chapter, Proverbs 31:30, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. She is a God-fearing woman. She is a believer. And many a times in believing circles, we are discouraged as mothers to not pursue a career, probably because that will come in the way of your family and your own well-being. But that is not the picture we see in Proverbs 31. Verse 24 says, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. Verse 16 says, she considers a field and buys it, and out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. To me, it is very clear that this is one working woman. She is godly. She has lot of virtues, and that is why she's introduced as a virtuous woman. But one of her striking characteristics for which she's praised is that she earns. With her earning, she plants a vineyard. She makes garments and sells them. Why am I laboring on this point? It is virtuous, even as a mother, a wife, a believer, with all your other responsibilities, to be having a job, to be working and excelling in the work you or career or profession that you embark on. It is not ungodly. It is not considered in this chapter something that comes in the way of a godly woman. In fact, it is one of the things this godly woman is praised for. There may be circumstances where it is not correct, personal circumstances where you may not be able to work, but I don't find a godly basis to put a blanket restriction on a godly woman, that career is almost loggerheads with a godly life. May God bless us as we learn more and more about what God says about a working woman. Know where we can excel, how we can excel, and how we can keep the boundaries that are required by God's word, and yet have a good working and family life balance. God bless you.